Well, it started slowly. Not being able to sleep at night.
Sleep at night.
Days
at
and night, nights ran together, night, together, together. We lived in a trailer. There was five of us. I had a brother and a sister. And my father was a working alcoholic. My father was a construction worker. He was a crane operator, which is it's a nerve-wracking job. He set steel on the bridges. He poured the concrete on the roads, on the turnpikes. I was a neglected, abused kid. In fact, I never know for sure if my father was my real father because he always used to tell me that I wasn't his kid anyway. And I was sort of despised. There was a lot of fighting in the house. I remember waking up with guns at the head. I remember waking up one night, he had a gun at my mother's head. I remember her screaming and crying, him threatening to kill her. I remember him smothering her with pillows. I remember him putting pieces of steel and things in her bed like you would a torture racks and make her sleep on that night. And she used to complain she couldn't sleep, so he'd put all these pieces of steel and things in the bed and make her lay on them. I remember in the middle of the night getting picked out of the bed and thrown across the room. It got so bad that nobody wanted to go to sleep because he wasn't home yet and you couldn't sleep because when he come home you knew something was going to happen or somebody was going to get beat up. Then my father was threatening to kill me. By the time I got to be about, 13 or 14, I was a very lonely, neglected kid. I didn't want to sleep. I'd walk the streets. I didn't want to come home. And day and night ran together, and I couldn't sleep. And at night, I'd want it to be morning. And morning, I'd want it to be night. And I was so whacked out, I was hearing, I had a conflict going on in my head, a war. And I didn't know then, but I know now that when people are become insane, you lose track of time like that, and space, and everything's gray. And I couldn't tell if it was day or night. I was walking around, and I used to walk around and hit myself on the head sometime, if you ever see a nut do that. And that was to try to jar my head to see if I could wake up. And people would see me walking down the street and they'd tell my mother, there's something wrong with your son. He's walking down the street, banging himself on the head and twitching his neck. And my mother would ask me, why are you doing that? And I didn't know, I just had to. But as these things were going on, and my father threatened to kill me, I got sick somewhere along the line.